WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively north of Baltimore. We're Cooper's North. We're in Timonium and Mays Chapel, just to the west of Pedonia off of 83. West Timonium, I think we would say. It's all brought to you by our friends at Window Nation. I am not going to wear the funny hat, although they do give me funny hats. They also give you great prices. 866-90-NATION, our friends at Goodwill. The little truck is not coming to our house. We're literally putting everything in the car, old school. We've been cleaning closets all summer long. I got three closets full of stuff. Goodwill's getting all that. They're also recycling plastic. Lisa Raciniak was on talking about that. It is restaurant week right now. The Restaurant Association encouraging everyone to get out and eat in places like this at Cooper's North or Cooper's South or any of your favorite, or maybe a place like Leonard Raskin here that you've never been before, that restaurant week would be there. And, of course, for being here, and it's the only reason Raskin comes. He believes in the American dream, and he realizes the American dream comes when you win the lottery.
That's how you get it.
I got scratch-offs here. Might be $20,000 for you on that scratch-off. That's
might
all
be.
I'm saying. You know,
might
I
be.
Know you're a guy that believes in strategizing, but sometimes you get lucky.
Hey,
sometimes you just get lucky, right?
Lucky's good. Lucky's right. Good, especially when the market's tanking like it has been lately.
All right, look, well, I've been lucky enough to know you, and you're trying to organize my finances. Good luck with that.
There we go.
You know, and once you get it under control, you're totally allowed to make fun of me every week on the show as the toughest client you've ever had who's not worth, you know, net worth is worth, you know, three bowls of gumbo. So Leonard invited me out for a huge celebration. We talked about it a little bit last week. I want to talk about it more because you've been showing off your dog.
That's right.
Kate Pica over here. I was showing her, by the way, belt buckle alert.
Uh-oh.
Today,
what do we
it's
got?
Heart.
Heart.
Today, it's heart. And
I was waiting to see New Order and Pet Shop Boys.
No, well, they don't make them then. This is from 78. So I have the heart belt buckle because I knew Kate was coming out.
There you go.
And I know she likes chick rockers. I knew that at first. But I wanted to show her that I have a heart for animals.
Oh, there you go.
So this was for Be More Humane, that I have my heart belt buckle. But this week, 35 years in, this man had an event. And first off, you're surrounded by beautiful friends. I said all that last week. But this is the item that is the giver that keeps giving.
There you know? You go.
You are a guy who works in the investment space, in the American dream. You once gave me a tin of
investments. Yes.
Which I still have. And does this have a name?
It's a crab mallet.
No, it's not.
It's a beer opener.
It's a bottle opener.
It's outstanding. It's just outstanding. That's what it is.
All right. Well, it's got a patent on it. Empowering people to choose their financial future.
Amen.
Would you have known when you bought your first little place three blocks from Cooper's North, that Cooper's North would be such a great, cool Cheers bar?
Right.
But this was your first neighborhood, right?
It was my first neighborhood out of college. And crazily enough, where we are today at Cooper's North was woods. I mean, this was woods. You only came out this far if, you were going to the Pedonia Swim Club.
Okay, that's
so
next door.
You'd come out and hang a turn and go to the swim club.
I went
club.
There on the way here. I made the wrong turn.
There you go.
I went up the swim
club. Or you know, Baltimore Country Club for golf back here. There's some golf course back here.
Right. A lot of golfers sit at the bar.
That's
when
right. Or you'd go right by this area to go across to the other side, to caves, you know, that way.
Sure.
So you just drive across the country on a beautiful day just to take a nice ride. But you drive by here, there was nothing. There were no condos. There were no apartments. The right side. This is 25 years ago. This is 1987 to 87 to 95, maybe?
87 was 35 years ago.
I know, dude.
Not 25.
I know.
I'm old, dude.
It was
25 years ago, back in the
70s. Right out of college. 87 to 94. 87 to 94, I lived out here on Jennifer Court. And the right side coming out Pedonia Road, the right side of Pedonia Road was woods. The left side was all the houses.
Well,
Kielty real
right
estate
now.
Was all
I mean,
back there.
You got
there.
Beer, wine,
I
dessert.
Know, it's amazing.
Spirits.
It's amazing. And I've never been over here. My son, who went to Delaney, went to Cockeysville and Delaney. I told him I was coming out this afternoon, and he goes, "Where's that?" So I told him where it was. Now, he's never been out here because...
He's never driven west on Pedonia.
Well, he has, but only as far as the houses on the left. He said, "Daddy, I did go out there once, and I drove out, and all of a sudden, a shopping center showed up."
And here we are.
It's kind of like living in Four Corners, out near Four Corners, where we are. You just drive in the country. It's a beautiful road. You're out there in the trees. Suddenly, you're at Four Corners. There's shopping center. There's office buildings.
Gas stations.
There's gas stations. There's fast food. There's going to be a Dunkin' Donuts soon. And then you go another minute, and there's nothing again until you hit the Royal Farms out there.
I ain't driving up there to Jarrettsville for crappy coffee.
There you go.
It's not Jarrettsville, is it? Where are we?
Jacksonville. Jarrettsville's a little further up, but it's the same. You just drive, and then suddenly there's a shopping center, and right over here is a medical center. I have no idea what's over here, but I'm looking forward to the gumbo.
You told me the gumbo. Kate had the gumbo. Get the gumbo.
And we've got to try the crab cakes.
I'm going to have a crab cake.
Can't do the crab cake tour without doing a crab cake.
Well, Patrick's coming a little later on. We're going to talk about Cooper the dog and his locations and, you know, what's going on in the city. He did a lot down in Fells Point, and he's got his chow hound and all these.
There you go.
We're always doing stuff. Cooper's always doing lacrosse stuff as well. So Patrick's been a friend of mine. We're doing a Maryland crab cake tour. We're out living the American dream. So, you know, is there anything you want to say just on the money side of things, kids going back to school, because you always have good money advice for us. I don't want to talk football. We'll do that next week.
Let's talk markets and a little bit of crazy. I mean, look, the one thing I will say is, and I've always said this, you've heard me say it for years to you, if you have a good plan and you have your money invested in a good plan, you need to know that what's happening in the market right now happens. It happens a lot. Doesn't happen every year, but a couple...
Is everybody down?
Yeah. Just about. You'd have to have been the luckiest individual in the world to not be invested in something that's down right now.
Or not taking your advice and got out the actual...
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. As we stand here now, the year-to-date Dow Jones Industrial Average is down about 17%. The S&P down about 22%. The NASDAQ about 35%.
Okay, so if you're under 17 down,
you should be happy with the portfolio you've got because you're under. Yeah, you're doing better than negative 17. You've beat the market year to date.
I would think for anybody in your space, whether your client's pissed off, frightened, out on the golf course.
Frightened, mostly.
Wherever it could be.
Yeah.
Depending on their wealth, depending on their age.
Yeah.
Wherever they are, they're reaching to you, and there's a yellow puddle somewhere. It might be larger, smaller. It may be dried up, but everybody's had a yellow puddle.
Yeah.
And they're mad at you, right?
Well, of course. See, here's the thing. I had a guy call this week, so this is great. Guy calls this week. He goes, "Oh, my God, what's going on?" I said, "What do you mean?" "Having a great week. What's going on? What do you mean?" He says, "Well, my account, I just looked at it. I didn't want to wait till the end of the September statement came. I wanted to look at it." I said, "Okay." He said, "We're down like 14%. I said, "Yeah, this year." He goes, "Yeah, it's terrible." I said, did I miss something?" He goes, what are you talking about?" I said, "Last year, your account..." Let me pull it up. So I pulled it up. I said, "Last year, your account was up 23% last year. I don't remember getting that call in January saying thank you." Now you're calling me down saying, "What happened?" Well, what happened is, you know, you gave some of that back. The market giveth, the market taketh away. And that's what happens. That's why I say if you have a good plan, you should have a strong allocation. You should rebalance that allocation. And this, my friends, is what buying low feels like. This is what it is to buy on sale.
So I'm coming to you at a good time.
Absolutely. Now, if you are a needer, if you are a user of your funds right now, if you are in retirement or near retirement, and you planned on drawing on your funds to survive, and you don't have a plan for what to do if the market goes down, then shame on you and your advisor. We don't have anybody that's retired that's all in the stock market that has to worry about this.
My wife has worked for Verizon for, you know, 30 years, right? And a lot of her plan and stock and all that, she came to me about a week and a half ago, just randomly, and nothing to do with you or being at your event. And she's like, "Man, I looked at my stuff, got killed."
You know? Here's what I say, though. Here's what you would want. If you are an investor and you're still investing for your future and you're not a user yet, okay, here would be perfect, and it's never going to happen, but here would be perfect. Perfect would be every time I go to put my money in, the market went down. Every time I go to put it in, it goes down because I get to buy more shares. And then the day I need it, it would like go up fivefold. And then I'd have this fortune.
Perfect.
Okay? So as long as you're an investor for your future, don't worry about what's going on today. Just keep investing. Keep to your plan. Rebalance. This is what buying low feels like. Rebalance your portfolio. Make sure you have short-term fixed income to diversify risk.
But it also might not be a time to buy the second house or the boat or to do that thing, right?
You just have to
be
conscious.
When you're down 20%.
Well, you don't take the money out of there to do that right now.
Right.
Yeah, it's a bad time to sell. If you sell now, you lock in the loss. The market will recover. It always has. Here's what I know. I never tell anybody, nor would I have any guess of where the next 10% up or down, 20% up or down in the market is. What I do know is the next 100% is up. Okay? The only way you lose everything is what?
If you lose everything.
Well,
if the world goes away.
The world goes away. And when the world goes away, you're not calling me to talk about your money. We've talked about this. I have clients that have horrible diseases, horrible illness that are in their last days. And you know what? They're not worried right now about their portfolio. They're talking about their family's future after they're gone and hugging their kids and holding on tight. And if that's your situation, you're not worried about your portfolio.
Right.
And if Russia and China and us and God knows who else start shooting missiles at each other, we're also not worried about our portfolio.
Yeah, we thought the plague was bad. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
But short of something like that, it's not the thing you think about. Nobody thinks about their money. They think about it when, oh my goodness, everything is good, and now I got to think about my money.
Well, I said to my wife, I said, it's just a number on a sheet of paper at this point.
That's right. We're not using it yet, so it doesn't matter.
I'm going to the trifecta. I'm not going to the Ravens game anymore. That's a couple of, it's $300 back every couple of weeks. You know, I maybe turn that into a heart belt buckle or a Stones one if I find one.
There you go.
And, you know, next thing you know, we're taking advantage of restaurant week and still eating the same pizza, eating the same crab cakes, drinking the same beer.
Absolutely. And I will say this, the other thing about money you got to think about right now is, if you've had short-term money, short-term bank accounts, short-term treasuries, right now the 2-year treasury is paying over 4%. That's unbelievable in our time.
Right. I
mean, for the last years, it's been nothing.
There are safe places
zero,
to go,
one.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, and there's this other thing. It's really small, but for a lot of people, it's really big, and that is an I-bond. Have you ever heard of an I-bond?
Don't teach me.
So you go to the treasury. You go to the Treasury Department online, treasury.gov. You can only buy $10,000 worth. See, this is the thing. The government figured this out. It's really cool. It's a bond that pays you interest plus inflation. So for the 6 months right now, if you go buy one right now today, you get 9.62%. 9.62 guaranteed by the U.S. Treasury. How much of that would you
put
your
money
in?
Dude.
It's free money. The downside is, you can only buy 10,000 of them. $10,000 worth.
Okay.
Now, you can buy 10, your wife can buy 10, your son can buy 10, your daughter can buy 10, your company can buy 10, the dog can't buy 10.
And the minute inflation stops going away, we stop.
It earns less.
We stop kicking Biden and we're making less.
It earns less.
Right, okay.
But the fact of the matter is, all it does is it earns less. It doesn't go down in value. You just don't earn as much the next.
And you can sell out.
And you can cash out. That's right. You can cash out.
Why do you keep asking around? He comes up with ideas like
now, if
this.
You cash out, you pay a little bit of a penalty, but by the time you cash out, the amount of money you've made versus where you could make money safe anywhere else is phenomenal.
It's not like a 401k penalty.
No, it's 3 months interest.
It's not onerous.
Three months interest. So let's say you got it right now 9.6, and then next year it's 7.6, and then the year after that it's 2%, and you want to take it out. So you hold it for 3 months at 2%.
So if I
and then you give away
and I got 9%, so I've got
10-9.
I got 11 grand the first year.
Yep.
I got 12-6 the next year.
Yep.
And then they're going to penalize me, a couple $100?
A couple $100. So you still had a great return over the hold period, even with the 3-month penalty if you want to get
out. And unless the United States of America goes out of business, you're 10 grand.
As long as they can tax us, your 10 grand is guaranteed.
So what you're saying, it's not like old court savings and loans.
Back to Randallstown, baby.
I knew I'd get you
back to Randallstown.
Len Raskin's out here. He's Raskin Global. Empowering you to learn more and know more. Take better care of your money so you don't do stupid stuff like I did the first 40 years of my life. Restaurant week.
Yeah.
Have you been out? You got a place?
I haven't been out simply because.
You got a dog.
Well, no.
You got a dog.
It's not because of the dog. It's because I have the dog. The wife is out of town visiting family.
Okay.
And so I have the dog.
Man, you're bloody, dude.
I am. He jumped up on the sofa.
Tell me about your dog.
Okay. So I made the critical mistake. We had a collie. We had a collie for almost just shy of 13 years. It was my son's.
I want to sing the Lassie song.
Yeah, that's it. He looked just like Lassie. His name was Larry.
Okay.
His name was Larry, and it was my son's dog, and he grew up with him. We got him when Matthew was 6. Matthew was away at college, 19 years old, not this past, but a year before.
During the plague.
April, Easter, the dog had a stroke.
Oh.
And unfortunately, sadly, we had to put him down in May. It's like the hardest thing you ever do.
It's the worst ever.
Putting a pet down is just dreadful.
So you've been pet-free for two years?
No, a year and a half.
A year and a half.
Okay. And we knew we were having this big trip this summer, so we said we're not going to get an animal until we get back from the big trip, and then we'll see. And then I started looking on the internet with the boy. We started looking at different breeds. We started looking at dogs. We started deciding what to do. And then I made the critical mistake of saying, that dog is precious. That dog is so cute. We should get this dog. And it was, at the time, 4-week-old, perfectly white, cute, Great Pyrenees puppy, which will be about 100-ish pound dog, full grown.
Was he 1.50? No, not that big.
About, his daddy's 120, and his mommy was 100.
So he's 1.20.
So he's in the 1.20 range. Okay. Yeah. And so I said, we should get this dog. And
he's
my wife pushed back a little and said, you know, we still want to travel. We're going out to see the boy at Ohio State. We have to deal with a puppy. We got to put him in the kennel. Do we really want to do that? I was like, he's so cute. Let's think about getting a dog. Now, she wanted a dog, but she wanted to just wait a little longer. She was thinking maybe next spring so that the boy would be coming home.
6 months. We got the first animal. When we lost our girl, we were lost.
Yeah.
And we made it 12 days.
There you go.
No, I mean, we literally made it 12 days.
I hear you.
Just so
we
couldn't deal with it.
So she wanted to wait till the spring so then we could get the puppy and the boy would be home for summer from college and be able to help with the dog. And then we saw this dog and we just said, okay, we got to get
this dog.
So we got Roland. Roland was, as we've talked about, about an 8.5-pound Great Pyrenees, 8-week-old puppy.
I'm going to give him a rock and roll name. You ready?
There you go.
I just came up with this because Kate Pike, who's here from Humane Society, she kept saying Roland, like Roland Gift, like Roland Gift. You know Roland Gift? Roland Gift was the singer in Fine Young Cannibals.
Yeah, sure.
She drives me.
Yeah,
crazy.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, good thing. Where have you gone? So you can name him Roland the Gift.
There you go. Roland the Gift.
Like Roland Gift.
Roland the Gift. Roland the Gift. I call him Roly.
All right.
And the reason I do is I take him out on the leash, and when he doesn't want to come, when he'll just lay on the ground. This dog is so stubborn. He's really strong-willed, and he's strong. Even as a puppy, he's strong. So we got him 8.5 pounds at 8 weeks. He's now 3 months old, 23, 24 pounds. He's well on his way to 100. But
once
anyway,
they get to 25, now you got to like pick him up and stuff.
I'm not picking him up.
Oh my god!
So I take him out on the leash. We hadn't started puppy training. I take him out on the leash and I try to pull him to come in the house, and he does. He's like an alligator, dude. He just rolls on. So he's got the perfect name. So I call him Roly Poly because he just rolls on the floor. He's got the perfect name. So Roland the Gift is rolling around on the ground like an alligator, and his jaws, man, he snaps just like an alligator. And so I was picking him up.
Dude, you're bloody.
I went to grab him to bring him in the house because he wouldn't come, and I didn't want to drag him. So I went to pick him up, and he turned his mouth around and latched me and just got me. Puppies have those razor-sharp teeth. So he got me. Okay, so I'm bleeding. Now, this is the thing. So, okay, so you have a son.
You know what you need? You need what Lamar Jackson had in practice Wednesday.
A bite sleeve.
Lamar's
That's
using
right.
it. You can get a sleeve.
I can probably get it from him. Now, the thing is, you have a son, so you understand. This is a long time ago for you. My son's 20. But this is why, and Kate knows, this is why babies and puppies are precious, because if they weren't, you would throw them out. They would be gone. You would get rid
you
of this
have
thing.
No patience
there
for
is
this.
No way in the world I would have kept this animal if he had bit me like this. If he wasn't so darn cute, that's what it's about. So they bite you. You go, okay, I'm bleeding a little. I'll put a Band-Aid on. It'll be all right.
And risk management.
Risk management for the puppy. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's exactly right. So we've got the puppy, and he's cute and he's fun.
All right.
And the thing is, you put up with, I don't know, 3 months. Maybe 3 months of puppy crazy to have a great companion pet for 10, 15 years.
So our little girl, and I want to promote, give me your Dog Fest thing. You still got that October 15th? She gave it away. Dog Fest is October 15th. Go to dogfest.org. Be more humane. And if you heard Kate in our segment earlier, we got our little girl. Our girl died 5 years ago today.
Mm-hmm.
The 5 years ago, we were in London.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So she died while we were away. We came home. We were lost. We were home for a week and a half. We got our girl, I want to say October the 12th.
There you go.
We got her.
My birthday.
And I spent 2 full days rolling around in kennels, brokenhearted, trying to find the right. Are you the right cat?
Right,
are you the right cat? Are you the right cat? And finally, I fell in with this brother and mother, a mother and son, that were bonded. And I was hanging out with them and wasn't sure. And I said, we're going to come back tomorrow. And we spent the night thinking, do we want 2 cats?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do all this. The next day we went back, and the 2 cats weren't as responsive the second day. And I was a little brokenhearted we weren't going to leave with a cat because it just didn't feel right.
Right.
It didn't
right.
feel perfect.
Yep.
We want to feel perfect. And I turned around and looked in a cage.
And there it was.
And this cat was this big.
Yep.
As big as my girl. The cat was this big.
Right.
She literally
right.
was this big, right?
Right?
So she weighed, you know, 2.5 pounds, whatever it was, right? She's this big. And she looked so much like our other cat.
Oh, there you go.
That I lost my mind.
Oh,
like her
wow.
back legs and her markings were really similar. And I said to Jen, I'm like, I want to touch that cat. And I went over, and Kate knows where I am, over Be More Humane, over to the left side, right where the little doorway was, and they had just brought this kitten out. The kitten was in there an hour before.
Right,
I've
right.
been in the room. And they're like, we just put her out. We just spayed her. If you want her, you got to take her. She's a kitten. Kittens go quick around here,
yep,
right?
Yep.
So I saw her. I said, I want to meet that cat. So I went over, and I reached in the cage, and I picked up this little cat, and I pulled her out, and I looked at her. And she kissed me on the nose.
Oh, that's it.
I started crying. My wife started crying. I'm like, this is the cat. We're going to take this cat.
That's the one.
So we took her home the first night, and she was too small to jump up on the bed.
Of course.
And in our bed, our other cat laid and slept above Jen's head.
Oh, my
right?
goodness.
So this little booger, this little cat, we put her up on the bed. We were afraid of smothering her. She got up. And she fell asleep in the same spot
oh, no.
that other cat sits.
Yeah.
Fell asleep. And when we woke up, we're like, where's that little booger? It's dark. You know, where's that little booger? Because she would get underneath
right,
the fence
sure.
or whatever. So we just started calling her Booger. And then
oh,
that
my
became
goodness.
Bugs. So then she became Bugs Bunny.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
So now she's Bugs Bunny.
There
so,
you go. Well, for
mama,
us.
You know,
so, yeah. So, so for us, what happened, and this is you know, these crazy stories, just like you're saying. We lost our puppy, Larry, puppy at 13, and we had to put him down. And he was just a month before his 13th birthday. His birthday was June 23rd. So that's cool. You know, we're going to get a dog. So we get this. We find this puppy. We start looking. We find this puppy. We find a breeder. And they have a litter of 10 or 11 dogs. One female, 10 males. That's what it was. One female, 10 male dogs, puppies. And they put a collar on each of them. And the collars were each a different color. So the breeder sent me a picture of each dog with a colored background so you could see which one you might want. And the one we were looking at was green. He was green. And they had four people ahead of us to pick from the litter. So we couldn't tell her we wanted green and then guarantee we were going to get him.
Right.
So we wanted green. He was the cutest. We wanted green. And so people started coming to get the dogs. And she said, this is when he'll be ready. This is when you can get him. It was very convenient. The breeder was an hour outside of Columbus. And we had to take our son back to college. So we drove out there to take him to college, picked up the dog on the way to take him back, stayed two nights in a hotel with an eight-week-old dog we just met. It was nuts. It was nuts.
The things you do for animals.
Right. And for your son and for your wife, you know, for the family. So we go out there, and crazily enough, out of nowhere, I just said to the, you know, we're talking to the breeder, so when were they born? June 23rd, same birthday, 14 years later, as
so
our
I get my cat
as our puppy.
In
it,
October,
it was just weird, really weird.
We got the next day. We had to go back to get the kitten. We had to commit to the kitten.
Yeah,
be clear,
yeah.
do all that, make sure the shots. Because she's a little, she'd just been. She had a cone on. I forgot.
Yeah,
to tell you. She had a little cone on her head.
Oh my goodness!
She kissed me out of the cone.
But it looked like a cup, like a Dixie
she,
cup.
The cone was yeah,
right, like
yeah,
a Dixie
she
cup.
She was tiny, right? We got the walking papers the next day. Her birthday, August 3rd, my mother's birthday.
There you go.
So have
See?
At it.
And
you know?
Kissed you on the nose.
Animals are crazy,
hey, man.
Dogfest, dogfest.org. Kate
Pico's
been hanging out here eating gumbo. Leonard Raskin's going to have some gumbo. He's not going to use the crab mallet with the beer opener to do that.
On the gumbo.
You can find him at Raskin Global. You can find him out at WNST and our BaltimorePositive.com. By the way, got a new artist, new website. Website's faster than it's ever been. Backside's
cool.
better than it's ever been.
Very cool.
Restyling it next week. By the time Dogfest happens on October the 15th, we're going to have an all-new Baltimore Positive, and I've even got a flattering picture of you
hey,
for the front. All right?
What could be bad?
I clashed you up.
Good.
You know
hey,
I mean?
Look, somebody's got to do it. We got to have an artist. Somebody's got to make that happen.
The Maryland Crab Cake Tour is presented by our friends at Goodwill, Window Nation, and, of course, the Maryland Lottery. We're letting ourselves play down here. We got Raven Scratch-Offs. Greg Landry from Towson, Towson Transfers is going to get one of those. Patrick Russell is also going to be stopping by here. He sort of owns the joint. I'm going to get a cold beer and greet Leonard Raskin, bring Greg in here. We're going to finally have the crab cake. I had a big, big bowl of gumbo. Bobo that Leonard's going to be enjoying. We're at Cooper's North. It's Maryland Restaurant Week. It's all brought to you by the Restaurant Association of Maryland. Make sure you're getting out. Being a cheapskate, even if you got a lot of money and saving a lot of money, it still feels nice to, you know, get a deal when you're at Restaurant Week. And they're showing off all over the state, so make sure you take advantage of that. I'll see you next week, all right?
Amen, brother.
Ravens, Bills. You know?
Got to get by the Patriots
first.
Yeah,
big week. We got things happening around here. I am
Amen.
Nestor. We are WNSD, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Your financial future, animals, crab cakes, and Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.